There might be times in your life where you may feel sad, depressed, disconnected, and just plain uninspired by life for no apparent reason. And you start to question the point of everything. So you could be experiencing a dark night of the soul and don't yet know how to get through it. But things are not all bad. Your life can be transformed. Hi, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we navigate awakening ascension and figure out how to create a purpose-led life. In today's episode, I want to talk about a dark night of the soul. We're going to work through the following questions. What is a dark night of the soul? What are the symptoms? What is the point? How long does it last? And how to get through it faster and easier? So if this sounds like what you need, then keep on watching. So let's start with what is a dark night of the soul. Well, a dark night of the soul is a period of disconnection and emptiness in which we feel completely separated and isolated from ourselves, from other people, and especially from source consciousness. The dark night of the soul can be seen as a negative thing. However, from a bigger, broader perspective, the opposite is true. The dark night of the soul serves two purposes. It's a soul awakening and it's an ego death. So as we experience a dark night of the soul, our soul is awakening and moving us forward, increasing our vibration into a new version of ourselves. At the same time, the ego and the identity that has held us in our current form must undergo a death. It must come to the surface so that we can acknowledge it, dissipate and dissolve it, and let the current version of ourselves go to transmute and evolve into something more flexible. Only then can we move forward into the higher version of ourselves that our soul is creating. So, dark night of the soul is a process that allows us to face who and what we thought we were and let those thoughts and beliefs go. It helps us shed an old skin and an old identity to reveal what was underneath and to be transformed into more of the true essence of the soul. In a dark night of the soul, you're in a temporary condition between an old and a new version of you. It's the time and space required to recognize and let go of the old and find the new. So what are the symptoms of a dark night of the soul? How do you know if you're in it? Well, the most significant symptom is that life has little or no meaning or purpose. It's bland, it's beige. There are no highs or lows, and basic tasks can take a considerable effort to complete. So a dark night of the soul is primarily mental or psychological, and you feel lost with no idea where to go or what to do because you're kind of stuck in this no man's land. You may experience some or all of the following symptoms. You might feel sadness, a deep sense of sorrow with no particular reason why. You might feel despair at the state of your life or humanity in the world. You may feel powerless and helpless in your life without any ability to change or control it. You might lack inspiration with little energy or desire to do anything, particularly the things that used to interest you. Nothing brings you joy anymore. You might feel disconnected, isolated, and alone, like nobody understands you. You feel like you don't really belong and something is missing. You might feel unworthiness and that you're not enough, not good enough, and unworthy of the things that other people may have or that you do or once desired. You might experience suffering and feel trapped and condemned to a life of emptiness without any relief. You can't see the end. You might have lack of will and self-control, find it difficult to act and move forward or do things you don't want to be doing. A dark night of the soul can be mistaken for clinical depression, but it's not necessarily the same thing. It's more of a spiritual depression. So regular depression often focuses on the self, and the depression or melancholy that comes with a dark night of the soul is more about the more significant, more philosophical questions in life. It considers things like, what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What's the point of this all? So the difference between a dark night of the soul and a regular depression is that when depression ends, not much changes. However, when a dark night of the soul ends, everything in your life is transformed because you've gone from this old version of yourself and you're now a new version. So, what is the point of a dark night of the soul? Well, many people may approach it as something to fix, something to get through or overcome. However, a true dark night of the soul is something that changes you and transforms you forever. When you get to the end of a dark night of the soul, you'll realize that something, that old version, has disappeared from you, but for the better. So experiencing this process and the dark night of the soul is necessary for spiritual awakening and evolution. Spiritual awakening is a process of spiritual evolution. It's waking up to the truth of the world and ourselves and the light and the darkness that exists within. Now, not everybody goes through a dark night of the soul, but it's very common. So when we see the light of the world and ourselves, everything is blissful. However, we must experience and understand the opposite to understand one polarity. We must experience and understand the dark to understand and know the light. And so what happens is the soul jumps ahead and attempts to drag all parts of us with it. To match this new vibration of the soul and this new version of ourself, we've got to go through this process of dissolving the ego and the old aspects of us that don't match this new vibration. So the dark night of the soul forces the ego and hidden parts of us to come to the surface so we can face them, dissolve them, and then move into the higher vibration of our soul. The dark night happens for you and by you. It's your higher self and your soul pulling you along. And everything is okay, you're safe, and you're gonna come out of it. It's temporary. But you need to try to stay balanced and acknowledge the process as this old version of you disintegrates. As challenging as it is, you can go through this process as many people have before. And just remember that it is temporary. So if you do want to know more about spiritual awakening, check out the episode, What Does a Spiritual Awakening Really Look Like? The link's in the description. So how long does a dark night of the soul last? Well, it lasts as long as it needs to. Some people never experience a dark night of the soul. That's because they're either not evolving or they move through it very, very quickly. For others, it may take weeks, months, or even years. And you might experience one dark night of the soul or many over a long period. So your soul decides when you need to experience a dark night of the soul, how long it'll take, and when you're ready to exit. A dark night might appear when your soul is prepared to evolve to a new level and the ego is fighting to maintain and hold on to the status quo. Your soul may shift to a new level and your ego may have to dissolve aspects of itself. So your transformation might occur in small steps that you can manage or all at once. So for me, I experienced maybe 3 or 4 big dark nights of the soul over about 10 years. And for most of them, I had no idea what I was experiencing. I just didn't understand it. I fought against the reality that I was experiencing of this darkness. I denied my emotions and tried to force myself to overcome them and to take my life back to the way it was because it was kind of okay. I thought it was good. But this was my ego fighting against the evolution and awakening of my soul and transitioning to a new version. So this fight against the process extended it and took much longer than it needed to be, and it kept me in a place of suffering and powerless for literally months and months on end. Since I've started to understand what's happening, I still think I go through these smaller incremental changes, but much faster and much easier now when I allow it to just happen and understand that turmoil is really temporary. Generally, the first dark night of the soul is the longest and most difficult. Once you know what it is, it definitely becomes easier to navigate. So with each dark night, I learned to resist less and less and began to apply techniques that I'd learned about letting go and easing resistance. And it wasn't until the most recent dark night that I understood what was happening from many different perspectives. I allowed myself to drop into the process, let it happen, and use the tools I'd learned. And as a result, I could move through it a lot faster and get to the other side. The dark night of the soul is a personal experience and different for everyone. So definitely let me know your experience in the comments. How have you experienced a dark night of the soul? Or have you managed to avoid it? How do we get through it easier and faster? Well, here's 3 ways. The key thing to understand is you cannot force the process of spiritual awakening and the dark night of the soul. It's an opportunity to clear what you need to, lift your vibration and evolve into a new version of you. And your soul will determine when you've done enough inner work to raise your vibration, exit the dark night and move forward. So you can choose to experience a dark night of the soul with resistance and fight, which I did for a very long time, trying to maintain maintain the status quo, or you can experience it with peace and calm and acceptance. You can do several things to experience a dark night of the soul with more ease. First is to surrender and drop any resistance to the process. So what you avoid will keep repeating. To resist something or someone is pushing it away. And when you resist or push against something, it will push back with equal and opposite force. So the only way through a dark night of the soul is to walk into a dark night, not away from it or around it. The second tip is to understand that what we are experiencing externally is a reflection of what is happening internally. We can't change the outside world, and instead we've got to change ourselves. So we need to find the courage to choose to turn inwards, do the inner work, and face all aspects of ourselves we've hidden for so long. Anything arising during a dark night in the form of thoughts or emotions is because it's trying to send you a message. There's something to pay attention to and it needs to be resolved. So embrace the pain rather than avoid it, because you're going to have to face it at some point. You're just deferring it. So we need to acknowledge the thoughts and emotions that arise and start to reconcile any conflicts between the new evolution of the soul and the old version of our ego and identity. We must work to integrate these parts and evolve the ego towards a higher vibration that matches the soul. The final tip is to work to see the bigger picture and reason for a dark night of the soul and try to find the gifts in it. So when you understand what it is and why it's happening, this can be way easier. So we've got to try to see a perspective of the experience, not just from our human view of a person in suffering and despair. We must try to connect to ourselves and our soul and remind ourselves that everything is temporary. Everything is in a state of flow and flux. Things are always better, evolved, and lighter on the other side of a dark night. This is the worst it's going to get. So we've got to learn to trust that the soul and higher self are always acting in our best interests. And we can begin to ask ourselves the following sorts of questions. What is the reason for this experience? What will happen on the other side of this experience? Who is the person and life that will exist after this experience? And what does my higher self and soul want for me to learn and experience from this so that I can grow? To learn more about awakening, check out the episode, The 5 Stages of Spiritual Awakening, Where Are You At? The link's in the description. So the dark night of the soul is a part of spiritual awakening. It's not something to be feared or avoided. And when we understand the soul's dark night and how to get through it, we can breathe much easier because we know it's not forever. We know the suffering, the darkness, and lack of purpose are temporary, and they lead to something far more significant on the other side. So we can face a dark night of the soul with courage and strength, or with resistance, fight, and denial. We can allow the ego to try to keep us where we are or bring it along for the ride. But either way, our soul is on the other side waiting for us to catch up, and it'll sit it out for as long as it takes. So how you get there is up to you. The choice is always yours. So if this helped you understand a dark night of the soul and maybe how to start to get through it, then make sure you hit like and subscribe. If you want to know more about awakening and ascension, then check out the episodes appearing on the screen, or the links are in the description. Thank you for watching. As always, I hope you found this helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.